Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on the Fan. Let's talk some college football with our special guest. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Brian Dantzel, Elite Media Network, joining us now here on the Fan. And a good afternoon, Brian. How you doing?
Boys, great. How are you?
Amazing. So you were in Austin for Longhorns Aggies?
Yes, I was in Austin for the Longhorns and the Aggies, and boy, what a game! What an absolute spectacle on Friday night between those two teams. You know, it looked like Texas was dead in the water. You got through the first half, and you were wondering whether or not Sarkisian was going to be able to wake up his offense. And all of a sudden, they came out in the second half and absolutely laid a beat down on A&M. It turned into a Trey Wisner show. I'm not sure if you guys realize this. Trey Wisner, obviously out of DeSoto, three games over 150 yards in his college career, two of them against A&M. He absolutely hates them.
What a legend.
It was fantastic to watch in person. Boy, I'm so glad that we were able to land that game.
How was the atmosphere?
It was electric. There's a lot of construction going on around the stadium right now, especially on the press level, if you guys have been there recently. But that did not stop the 103,000 from shaking the building. And again, you know, people put on extra pounds after the Thanksgiving holiday, and they definitely brought it with them that night after having a couple of libations before entering the stadium. But boy, it was absolutely electric. And, you know, they just put on a really good show down there. It was, again, just an electric atmosphere. And to tell you the truth, boys, I was kind of hoping that would have kicked off an absolute chaotic weekend.
Yeah.
Turns out that Saturday was a little bit more mundane than we thought. And so we sit around here on Monday now with these championship games set up for Saturday. And I was kind of hoping for a little bit more chaos.
When Texas needed it.
We definitely got it Friday night.
Texas needed it, Brian. I mean, they were probably rooting hard for Auburn, maybe to upset Bama. Could Washington pull up the upset over Oregon? At 9-3, Texas, you know, you've got the case of Ohio State and scheduling them week one, and is it a bad look if the committee leaves them out? But they lose to Florida. They do have wins over three top 10 schools. You look at Texas, do you think that, one, they'll get in, but are they deserving to be in the playoff?
So, boys, I spent my pregame talking to Sarkisian, and it's really interesting kind of the way this happened. The great PR staff down there at Texas ended up giving me 10 minutes. Molly McGrath's waiting on the side. No worries about her. She's on the TV side. We'll take national radio instead. And so it was really good to get in tune with what Coach Sark was thinking. Look, the loss to Florida, not good. That is a blemish that you're not going to be able to erase. But at the end of this day, what this team has put on record, I do believe they should get in. Only because they're the only team in the country that's got three wins against top 10 teams. And it is just so deserving of them to just go ahead and put them over. Now, where that puts them in seeding, I don't know. What ends up happening with, what if we do get a chaotic championship weekend, right? how can let's go ahead and take the Big 12 scenario real quick. If BYU somehow beats Texas Tech, I'm not a proponent of that. I'm just saying, what if it happens? Can you keep Texas Tech out as a second Big 12 team? I don't believe you can. Given their body of work and given what they look like this season, I just don't think you can keep them out. So who gets out? And it's a huge problem with the college football playoff. It, you know, we didn't like four. We don't like eight. We don't like 12. How many more teams do we have to get in to settle this score and this issue? But again, at its face, I truly believe that Texas should be in.
Yeah, whoever wins the ACC doesn't need to be in.
Especially absolutely. If it's Duke, yeah. Seven wins yeah. or whatever. Yeah.
All of a sudden, does that open the door for a James Madison? Like, do you get two group of five schools in if that happens?
Oh, my gosh.
That would be terrible. That, again, not something that anybody wants. You want the playoffs to be very competitive, and you want the best teams in. Now, that being said, like, what are we saying about best teams in? Are we just saying the top four conferences that they should be sending all the teams? Absolutely not. But there will be, again, if we do get a chaotic championship weekend here, I truly believe that one of those SEC teams that believe they're coveted for a spot may not get one.
So we'll see an A&M up close. Is it the run defense that will be their Achilles heel when it comes to the playoff?
I think it will be. Again, they played well enough in the first half that you were like, you know what, there's no way that Texas gets back in this game. But again, Trey Wisner just kind of exposed what they were. And he did it several ways. He did it between the tackles. He did it to the outside. Just when he got in open space, they just could not contain him. And so, knowing what A&M was, and we had our pauses about A&M coming up to this point. It was basically, look at their schedule. Who in the hell they played? And it came down to, well, they just haven't played enough people to put them in a playoff spot where we really think that they're coveted at this point. Yes, they made it very late in the season to be one of the last three undefeated teams in the country. But at the end of the day, who did they?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They play leading up to that point. Should they have beaten South Carolina? I think South Carolina, if they had taken that loss, it would have been an awakening point. And who knows? They may have come out and beaten the hell out of Texas had that happened.
Brian, if we're talking about a team that needs to not be in, you're putting a team in, you're taking somebody out, to me it's Notre Dame. I mean, who Notre Dame's biggest games, they lost. They lose to A&M.
Absolutely.
They lose to Miami. I know they've gone on a run and they've beaten the crap out of some teams, but what is their best win on their resume right now? I think I'd put Texas in over Notre Dame, and Irish fans were really upset, but if it's also about trying to get the best teams in, to me, I'm leaving the Irish out.
Absolutely. They did not show up in the games that you're supposed to, right? So what is the criteria here? We talk about you need to play the schedule that's in front of you. Well, they did. And when they played the teams that they were supposed to beat, they didn't. And so at the end of the day, yes, if you wanted to make an absolute case for someone like a Notre Dame to not be in, I could definitely take that at this point. Because again, right when they had the schedule set out the way they wanted it, they just didn't, you know, create the opportunity for them to be in the college football playoff. And you're right. Like, so I saw Notre Dame close up on Saturday night. I went from Austin to Stanford to Palo Alto to go ahead and take in that game. I've seen Notre Dame once this season already, and it was against Arkansas. That also, now again, as impressive as the numbers might be, think about who I just said they played. Stanford and Arkansas right in front of me.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Love absolutely should be sent to New York City for the Heisman Trophy. I truly believe, like, he's definitely a back that is worthy of it. But in terms of, again, the games and what they did as a whole, I think you can leave the Irish out at this point.
See, this is where Notre Dame, this is where you guys don't get this. Notre Dame is the money draw. This is the national team of everybody who never set foot on a campus at South Bend. This is the team that everybody watches on television. This is the Dallas Cowboys of college football, is what this is. So they're always going to find ways to put Notre Dame into this thing because the amount of eyeballs that they draw on a weekly basis. That's why Notre Dame is going to be in this thing.
Name and brand recognition is definitely a thing, right?
So sure it is.
If you have a spot where you can throw in a 10-2 Notre Dame, and again, regardless of who the two losses are, as long as they somewhat look good,
yeah,
you need them in a spotlight. Yeah, and you're right. You're right, Brian. It is kind of a Dallas Cowboys situation. Again, we talk about it, and obviously being the home of the Dallas Cowboys on your station there, it just turns into, look, like, you want to see the Cowboys on a Sunday night game on a platform by themselves. You always want that because it's going to boost your ratings.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with Notre Dame. You want them in because it's a national following that's very large.
Brian Dantzel, Elite Media Network here talking college football with you. Is there how realistic is a scenario where the Longhorns get enough help? Are we trying to eke in at all, or is that something you just got to flush?
You're definitely trying to squeak in here. Again, the committee's going to go ahead and kind of give it a sideways look with three losses, right? And that Florida loss really is probably going to end up being the backbreaker in the end. But again, you just take a look at those three games that they end up beating teams in the top 10, and you kind of, you can't look past it, right? If we're talking about Notre Dame and brand recognition, again, we don't get past Texas in brand recognition. If they put them in a spot to be in, they should be in. But again, that Florida loss is probably going to be the black eye that keeps them out. But again, I hold out hope that someone in their right mind can put them in.
Brian, what about the teams? And again, no disrespect to, you know, the North Texas and these, you know, the team that they're putting in is the 12th. The final, you know, the team that's not the Power Four. What's your feeling on that? Shouldn't it? Do these teams deserve opportunities? Do they deserve an opportunity? Does it warrant this to have these guys in, or should it really be the best 12 teams? Because even my North Texas buddies here will tell us if they go to Texas A&M and play a game, they're going to get run. You know,
right.
How do you feel about that automatic bid?
It's kind of like the AYSO where you end up getting the participation trophy, right?
Sure.
Congratulations. You were the best of the five conferences that don't have automatic bids in. And at the end of the day, like, does anybody truly want to see that? Is it good for the little guy? Is it good for the general populations to see something like that? And, you know, it comes down on case-by-case basis. You know, last year it was Boise State and SMU, basically, that we're kind of like the outliers. They're like, wow, do they really belong in? You know, and then obviously they get to their playoff games and it's not at this stage. It just looked terrible. So as long as ESPN can sell the hell out of this, because again, it's football and we're all degenerates. We all want to go ahead and watch these games. But it gives fodder to the folks of, you know what, they don't belong in. And that's a sad story because there are, obviously, you got SMU grads that want to see this, right?
Sure.
They want their team in. They want to be recognized as one of the top teams in the country. But at the end of the day, when it comes on the big stage to play, you know, against the LSUs, the Ohio States of the world, they probably don't belong. But again, I know that there's a lot of North Texas folks in the room there. But again, think about what they've done this season. Mestermaker, yeah. Hawkins, like, these are numbers that you kind of can't look past, and you want to see what they're going to do with that on a big stage. So you could play devil's advocate and say, you know, I do want to see this. I do want to see what the little guy looks like against the big guy to see if they can actually handle it. Just more cases than not, it's not a good look. That's all.
Brian Dantzel, Elite Media Network, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your college football year. We'll catch up with you soon.
Boys, I'll see you in Dallas this weekend. Let's go Tech.
Yep, wreck them.
Come on. There he goes. Brian Dantzel, thank you so much. One of our favorite college football people to talk to. A mixed bag coming up next, Wooly Bully.
Yeah, let's get back into the coaching carousel in college football. Buried alive and some more football leftovers. That's next in the nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.